The following is an encore performance of a KSCO commentary.
Here is Kay's Whirling.
A Scottish friend from Edinburgh, Scotland, sent the following unique version of a commentary I did 2 years ago on the topic of political correctness. I truly believe that political correctness has been and continues to be the most compelling factor in the moral deterioration of our country during the past 35 years. Our Scottish friend obviously feels that this same sickness is overcoming all of liberal Britain and Europe. This is called obituary notice. Common Sense died 24-7-365 in North America's heart, USA. Today we mourn the passing of a beloved old friend by the name of Common Sense, who had been with us for many years. No one knows for sure how old he was. His birth records were long ago lost in bureaucratic red tape. He will be remembered as having cultivated such valuable lessons as knowing when to come in out of the rain, why the early bird gets the worm, and that life isn't always fair. Common Sense lived by simple, sound financial policies, don't spend more than you earn, and reliable parenting strategies. Adults, not kids, are in charge. His health began to rapidly deteriorate when well-intentioned but overbearing regulations were set in place. Reports of a 6-year-old boy charged with sexual harassment for kissing a classmate. Teens suspended from school for using mouthwash after lunch. And a teacher fired for reprimanding an unruly student only worsened his condition. It declined even further when schools were required to get parental consent to administer aspirin to a student, but the school could not inform the parents when a student became pregnant and wanted to have an abortion. Finally, Common Sense lost the will to live as the Ten Commandments became contraband, churches became businesses, and criminals received better treatment than their victims. Common Sense finally gave up the ghost after a woman failed to realize that a steaming cup of coffee was hot, spilled a bit in her lap, claimed McDonald's did not warn her, and was awarded a huge settlement. Common Sense was preceded in death by his parents, Truth and Trust, his wife, Discretion, his daughter, Responsibility, and his son, Reason. He is survived, however, by 2 stepchildren, U, A, Victim, and Ima Weiner. Not many attended his funeral because so few realized he was gone. If you remember him, pass this on. If not, join the majority and do nothing. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.